Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chisate with the evening news. The headlines. Chief Minister Nipuro reaffirms commitment to police welfare and infrastructure. Newland blocks attempted influx of illegal immigrants amid some eviction drive. Both houses of parliament adjourned for the day after repeated disruptions. And nation observes broadcasting day today. Now the news in detail. Chief Minister Nipuro today inaugurated the newly constructed Officers' Central Mess and non-gazetted Officers' Mess at the police complex in Tumikidima, reaffirming the government's commitment to strengthening infrastructure and welfare for the Naglan police, highlighting growing threats such as cybercrime, organized crime and drug trafficking. He stressed the need for modern technology, training and infrastructure to effectively equip the police force.
These buildings are symbols of our government's unwavering commitment to the welfare, dignity, and professional well-being of our police force. They reflect our respect and gratitude for their tireless services and sacrifice of the Nagaland police. They are a center of unity, discipline, mutual respect, and camaraderie.
Mr. Rio also urged police officers to uphold professionalism, impartiality and integrity grounded in cooperation and mutual respect. Meanwhile, Deputy Chief Minister Home Wipertone also stressed upon the importance of providing modern, dignified accommodations to police personnel.
Building conscripted officers' accommodation has been designed to meet the needs of a modern institution.
Mr. Patton said the 10.5 crore project was funded under the central government's special assistance to states for capital investment 2023-24. The officers' mess includes 12 suites for 24 officers and families, while the NGO's mess will house 64 personnel. Amid alerts issued across Naglan of a possible influx of illegal immigrants following eviction drives in neighbouring Assam, the Newland District Administration, Police, CRPF and village authorities intercepted and deported over 200 vehicles last night. In a social media update, Newland DC said the vehicles were found carrying evicted illegal immigrants attempting to enter Newland District. PHED Minister Jacob Jimomi shared that the individuals were promptly deported back after necessary verification. He urged all citizens to remain alert and cooperated to safeguard the land. In a related development, Tumikidima Deputy Commissioner Polan John has directed all administrative offices in Medzipema, Dansiripar and Sitakima subdivisions, as well as executive offices of Tumikidima and Medzipema Town Councils, to be vigilant. The DC instructed officials to take requisite measures to prevent any illegal entry from Assam within their respective jurisdictions. Village and town councils have also been asked to stay alert and report any suspicious case of illegal entry into the district. In view of the worsening condition of National Highway 29 near old KMC dumping site, Kohima District Administration is strictly regulating vehicle movement. In an advisory, it informed that movement of non-transport light motor vehicles will be allowed only between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. under strict regulations. In case of bad weather, further restrictions will be imposed immediately. The section will remain closed to traffic during the night hours. Meanwhile, movement of all heavy vehicles, compact and mid-sized pickups and commercial passenger vehicles are totally restricted. Light motor vehicles heading to Dimapur from Kohima will take the alternate Jotsoma bypass route, while all vehicles coming up to Kohima from Dimapur will take Peducha Bridge Tsesema 10-mile road. All paramilitary vehicles will be routed through the 10-mile road only. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Proceedings of both houses of parliament were disrupted for the third consecutive day as the opposition continued with their protest. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha today witnessed two adjournments before being finally adjourned for the day. As the Lok Sabha assembled after the second adjournment at 2 p.m., opposition parties including Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party and others trooped into the well, raising slogans, pressing their demands. The presiding officer urged the protesting members to allow the House to function, saying it has already lost precious time in the last 2 days. As the pandemonium continued, the chair adjourned the House for the day.
We have already told you, you cannot link the placard. Kindly be seated. Sadasyon, Sabha ki karyavahi, Gurwar dinang 24 July 2025 ko pratah 11 baje tak sthagit ki jati hai.
Amid the noisy scene, Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia introduced the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025. Similar scenes were witnessed in the Rajya Sabha. Port, Shipping and Waterways Minister Sarbananda Sonowal moved the carriage of goods by Sea Bill 2025 for consideration and passing, but due to the opposition party's ruckus, the discussion could not take place. The Election Commission has started the process of electing a new vice president following the resignation of Jagdeep Dhankar. Preparations are underway, including the compilation of the Electoral College, which comprises elected and nominated members of both the Rajya Sabha and Lok Sabha. The commission will announce the election schedule once these preparatory activities are completed. National Broadcasting Day is being observed across the country today to highlight the pivotal role of broadcasting in India's development, educational outreach and cultural preservation. On this day in 1927, the first ever radio broadcast in the country went on air from the Bombay station under the Indian Broadcasting Company. On the 8th June 1936, the Indian State Broadcasting Service was renamed All India Radio and later gained its name Akashvani. Speaking on the occasion, Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Kumar Sehgal said, Akashvani has been instrumental in fostering education, information and entertainment over the years.
वर्ष में आकाशवाणी ने जो कुछ रचा वह एक प्रसारण नहीं है बल्कि एक संस्कृति की तरह है और यह भारत की सच्ची आत्मा की अभिव्यक्ति है क्योंकि आकाशवाणी लगभग 23 भाषाओं में 182 बोलियों में प्रसारित करता है यह वही मंच है जिसने गांधी जी से लेकर टैगोर तक को आम आदमी तक पहुंचाया
Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi said, Akashvani as 90-year-old national heritage is still going strong, adapting to the times and continuing to engage the audience.
Over the last 9 decades, Akashvani has been reaching out to loyal listeners, offering information, education and healthy entertainment. This 90-year-old national heritage is still going strong, adapting to the times and continuing to engage the audience.
Meanwhile, Akashvani Director General Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gore said, as this historic milestone approaches, Akashvani stands renewed, relevant and ready for the future.
What began as a modest experiment in sound has over the decades evolved into a powerful public institution, Akashvani, the voice of the nation. Akashvani is now available on Waves OTT, a major leap towards anytime, anywhere listening.
And a massive fire broke out early this morning at Kipongya Ward, Zone 6, Kisinki in Kefuri, destroying several homes. The fire was reported around 5:40 a.m. and two water tankers with firefighting teams were quickly deployed. After an hour of intense effort, the blaze was brought under control. 6 rooms and 3 kitchens were completely destroyed, while nearly 10 neighbouring households were saved, thanks to the prompt response. 2 people sustained minor injuries and received treatment at the district hospital. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Chief Minister Nipurio reaffirms commitment to police welfare and infrastructure. Newland blocks attempted influx of illegal immigrants amid Assam eviction drive. Both houses of parliament adjourned for the day after repeated disruptions. And nation observes Broadcasting Day today. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.